first we're going to soak the rich. We're going to go after corporations and billionaires, and we're going to take everything they have. $500 billion over 10 years we're going to get. You can confiscate the wealth of every wealthy person in the United States, and you're not going to make a dent. Not going to make a dent in 1 year of your deficit.
That's what Thomas Massey said.
Won't make a dent. Take it all. Take everything Bezos has. Take it all. All of it. Take everything Musk has. Take it all. Take everything the Koch brothers have. Take it all. Take everything the Pritzker family, those sickos. Take everything you didn't know the governor of Illinois is one of the wealthiest people in the world, did you? Take everything the Pritzkers have. Take it all. Take all of it, Joe. Take all of it. You know what you'll do? Spend it. You know what they'll do? They'll spend it. My bus been wet. But then again, what did you expect? This is pretty much what I expected, which is why I wasn't freaking out that I fell asleep while waiting for it. And then when I woke up, I watched 15 minutes and went, pretty much seen this. I don't need to be yelled at before I go to bed, so I'm just going to catch up on Twitter tomorrow morning. Let's just go over one thing quickly here. In 2020, in 2021, Nancy Nazi Pelosi was sworn in as Speaker of the House of Representatives, and Schmuckle Schumer claimed a one-seat majority in the United States Senate, and the regime leader was president. If you wanted to soak the rich, and if that's the real problem, that people aren't paying their fair share, I love this pay our fair share crap, too. If that really is a salvation of the United States and the Union and the federal monstrosity that claims to run it, claims to preside over the union. If that's really all that is needed, why didn't you pass it then? You had the House of Representatives, you had the Senate, and you had your signing pen. You could have passed it. You could have stuck it in the 666 demonic Build Back Better bill. You could have stuck it in. You could have stuck a tax increase in that. You could have stuck it in the Green New Deal. You could have stuck it in the new porculous succubus stimulus. You could have stuck it in the supposed COVID relief bill. You could have stuck it to pay for it. You could have stuck it in the stimmy check bill, the second and third one. Well, we don't want to have to deal with the reality of things. And the reality is that these idiots, these clowns, they know exactly what they're doing, and they know that that's not a solution. They also know, you know, I asked somebody yesterday, and, I asked Miles Franklin, I asked Andy Scheckman the other day. I said, Andy, how do you get out of this? What did Andy say? And Andy's a great finance guy. He knows his stuff. What did Andy say? Andy said, you have to control the spending. You got to cut the spending. It will take care of itself if you stop the spending. If you just went, you know, Ron Paul campaigned for the presidency in 2008. I know this because I campaigned for him. Let me tell you one of the things that was on Ron Paul's platform. This is very it's good information that you people could carry around with you. Ron Paul in 2008 said, if we went back to 2001 spending before the Iraq War, if we went back to 2001 spending and you just didn't do anything else, you could actually, in 4 years, you could eliminate the need for the income tax. And you could balance the budget. In other words, on excise taxes and the sales taxes and duties and imposts and tariffs and everything else, you wouldn't even need the income tax to balance the budget in 4 years. Ron Paul said it'll balance itself in 4 years and we can eliminate the income tax forever. All we have to do is hold the spending line back where it was in 2001. So, is there a solution to this? Can it be fixed if the union is to be preserved? And if they don't fix it, then the union is going to crumble. It's as simple as that. This isn't repaired. If somebody doesn't step up to the plate and actually fix this, then the union is going to dissolve because it can't hold together. You can't run an enterprise this large on debt ad nauseum. You're going to run out of, as Margaret Thatcher used to say, other people's money. But you know, all next when Ross, he doesn't want to solve any of these problems. The Democrat Party, the Republican Party, they don't want to solve any of these problems, by the way. just a little bit of comic relief. It was very humorous to watch Mike Johnson sitting behind Biden last night. That was the best part, watching him go shake his hand and go, oh, good Lord, why am I here? And then at one point, Johnson kind of looked and went, what are you talking? A look of disdain and disbelief, like, what is he talking about? Daniel Oliver has this at the AM Greatness site, a response to Biden's State of the Disunion address. It was an inauspicious beginning to a dreadful speech. By the way, there's play the Democrat that was on the Clinton News Network last night. Biden seems to think, and the Biden campaign, that what you people out there really want, and what you think is wrong with the United States of America these days, is a Snickers bar costs too much.